We're back on Tell a Man to Go Home. It is a show and a particular episode dedicated to a man named Paul McLeod from Waterloo, Ontario, who was a phenomenal talent and left a lot of great music behind. A lot of kind of diverse stuff. We played some of the more acoustic stuff, or I guess not really acoustic, but the more stripped down stuff, I guess you could say. This is definitely we'll focus a little bit on his more electrified stuff. While he was with the Skydiggers, Paul went and recorded a record with Hawksley Workman and put it out. And it's a thing called Close and Play. And it actually features some of the songs from Tell the Band to Go Home in more band fashion. And we'll hear one of those for sure. Maybe even two, not sure. But I want to play a couple of things from this record from the year 2000. This is Paul McLeod. And you're listening to Tell a Band to Go Home.
Just can't fly like an angel on his broken. Listen, Mary, don't you tell me everything's a lie. I've been here for 7 years, and since the last July, nothing's going right for me, and sometimes I think I'd rather die. Listen, Mary, everybody's saying that it's true. I got so far into this, I wound up here with you. Now this might all sound stupid, but I swear that I could hear you laughing too. I don't say nothing, I don't know. Or you couldn't ask for a better friend. I don't want anything but for something to go right. With all this time I've given, listen, Mary, don't you tell me everything's a lie. I've been here for 7 years, and since the last July, nothing's going right for me, and sometimes I think I'd rather die. Sometimes I think I'd rather die. Or sometimes I wish that I could die. Or sometimes I think I'd rather die.
shouldn't we be erased? It takes all that I can take to make sure that nothing changes. This the first step to being happy, and make sure that we've got more. This the next step, thus the proof. We won't stop at one.
There's a band called Hibakusha, and Wikipedia tells me that Hibakusha is the Japanese word for the surviving victims of the 1945 atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Apparently, the word literally translates as explosion-affected people. and is used to refer to people who were exposed to radiation from the bombings. Not sure what that means about the band, but they put out a fine record in 2004. And that must be the group. If you go to tellthebandtogohome.com, there's a post about Paul, and I posted the two interviews that we did here on this program. In 2002, I spoke to him, and he was talking about his rock band that was just about to unleash and do great things in the world. And at the time, they were called the Neutrinos. And I remember after talking to him, I went on the old internet to try and find out more about the Neutrinos, because I hadn't really heard about that project yet. And I found one or two other bands called the Neutrinos, and I emailed Paul, and I was like, Paul, do you know about this? And I never really heard back from him, but later on the record came out, and it was called Hibakusha, so I can only assume that it was the same band under a different name. But that was something called the Moped Song there from Hibakusha. A few songs before that from the album Close and Play. We heard Giants, which you also heard earlier on in the program in its solo mode from Tell the Band to Go Home. We also heard Listen Mary and Broken Wing from that, and you should have heard Hoxley Workman singing all over that fine record. Paul had put out two more records that we're going to hear stuff from, and they came out on the Busted Flat Records label. We've talked about Busted Flat so many times over the years. Wonderful, wonderful label, home to our friends Shannon Lyon and Brock Zeman, and just so many other great people. It's a fabulous record label, and run by very, very good people. And Mark, I know, was very supportive of Paul, as was Mark's lovely wife, Lynn Jackson. And they toured with him a number of times. And if you go on that Facebook page, you can find some stories about touring with Paul and some of the great memories that they had. I want to play a couple of things. Man, I could play this whole record. Of the records that are readily available, my favorite by far is an album called Bright Eyes Fade. It's the first one that came out on the Busted Flat label. Came out in 2007. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful record. And I want to play some stuff off that. You can still get it from Busted Flat. You can go to their Bandcamp page, or I believe you can order it from BustedFlatRecords.com as well. And it's a tremendous thing. We'll play a couple off that. But I thought, here, how about one of these live recordings? This is just a quick little thing of Paul talking about Busted Flat. This is from a Busted Flat Records Christmas party, and I think we might even hear a Christmas song in here as well, but here's this, and then a couple of songs off an album called Bright Eyes Fade. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, Paul. See Campus Radio, forgot to do that.
Hey everyone.
Hello.
I'm Paul. Really happy to be able to play for you tonight. I've had a cast recently removed from my left hand here. Looked like I was about to do some sort of magic for you. Actually, all I can show you is a chicken skinny arm. I'm going to try to work with. This is a big thrill for me. I want to thank Mark from Busted Flat Records for not only putting out all of our music and supporting us, but for organizing a show. And without you, we don't have a show.
I can't live, I'm
stand on the edge of town. Turn your traveling wheels around. I would flag you down and never let you go. If only one chance comes along, I could do worse than to turn out wrong. I could watch you leave and never let you know. Get up, I'm spinning. My head rolls, I'm reeling. I can't remember the last time I had a clear thought that didn't involve you. I get up, I'm spinning. My head rolls, I'm reeling. I can't remember. Song. I got a letter from the prison.
their own lies for telling lies.
For all of us, it's about Mark Logan organizing everything we've done, everything that's been released, this show included, and we'll all continue to be happy to be able to do what we do from where we live, whether it's in town or whether our roots are in town, and have something that actually distributes our music. And so it's a very big honor for me to be able to come and play any show Mark sets up. And if you can't remember, he was the incredibly shy fellow who started the evening off with his, yeah, there he is, pretending, where's Dave? So we're gonna get everyone to join us. Do we still have that live mic on the stage? No? Well, then we're all gonna sing around this one. I'm gonna need a pick for this, John, if you wanna cut the overall volume. Thank you very much for listening. Apparently we're all cut down out there, so
Marcus. I don't know if
anyone's gonna. We are gonna get Mark out here to sing, but we'll all meet out front and hang out and make a plan to go somewhere. So. It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we live in light and we plant shade. And in our world of plenty, it still sounds unsure. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time. Say a prayer.
Thank you, Lynn Jackson. Thank you, Jason Schneider. Thank you, Mike Albiano, Shannon Lyon. Thank you, Mark Logan. Thank you, Jude Meyer.
Everybody fighting all over the place. Why don't we grab a bottle and head uptown? Baby, won't you be my girl? I trade my old six shooter for a diamond ring. Take you all the places that you never been. We'll make a right at the border and just get lost. Baby, won't you be my girl? I ain't got no time for feeling lonely. Got the whole town, baby, on a little old string. Come, I know tonight you can be my thing. I trade my old six shooter for a diamond ring. Take you all the places that you never been. We'll make a right at the border and just get lost. Baby, won't you be my girl? Got no time for being lonely. I got the whole town, baby, on a little old string. Come on tonight, you can be my thing. Well, I got no time for the human race. Everybody fighting all over the place. Why don't we grab a bottle and head uptown? Baby, won't you be my girl? Baby, won't you be my girl? Baby, won't you be my girl?
Paul McLeod with a beautiful instrumental from his last release, Gage. And before that, we heard Be My Girl from that release. Before that, we heard Paul and a cast of Busted Flat Records superstars, a little live recording from the Busted Flat Records Christmas party doing Do They Know It's Christmas? And we heard a few songs of a great record called Bright Eyes Fade before that. We heard Lies, Annalisa, and A Clear Thought. And those are just the first three songs. I didn't pick the three best. Those are just one, two, and three. That whole record is great. And I think we're going to hear more of that in just a minute. But we are paying tribute to Paul McLeod today. Paul died tragically on June the 18th, the wee hours of June the 18th, as far as we can figure. And the hardest part about the, well, I mean, it's always hard when we lose such an amazing talent. But Paul was only 46 years old. He had had his birthday only a couple of months ago. Turned 46, and he had a lot of life left to live, and the hardest part for me is that it's such a senseless death that didn't have to happen. It's something that could have been prevented if the right help had been available. And Paul would still be with us and still making people laugh and making people smile. And that to me is just, it just reminds me how terrible. Paul struggled with mental illness and had a lot of troubles. And it reminds me how mental illness can lie to you. Somebody had posted that Paul had felt forgotten about. He didn't feel like people loved him anymore, and nothing could be further from the truth. If you go to the Facebook page set up in his memory, it is just story after story after story of people who were touched by this guy and how much they loved him. He was a phenomenal talent, a really, really funny guy. Could just make people laugh, and apparently he was a great volleyball player, great at so many things, and in the end his brain lied to him and told him that none of those things mattered. But the truth of the matter is it did matter, and he did matter, and he should still be with us today, and that just breaks my heart. And there's a couple of things that we can do here. Number one, his family has asked for donations to the Canadian Mental Health Association in his region. It's a very, very quick and easy process. You get a tax receipt, and maybe you'll help somebody in Paul's area to get the help that they need. And the other thing is just to watch out for each other and care about each other. People who are struggling will lie to you and tell you that they're fine. And I'm sure that lots of people, you know, asked how Paul was doing, and he told them that he was fine. And obviously that wasn't true. So you gotta keep in touch with people, especially people you know who might be struggling, and just make sure that they're okay, and make sure that we don't have to go through something like this again. How about one or two more from Paul to end off the show? My baby, leave. You
to have a say in what was mine. Now we're far too old to sit here feeling sorry. Oh, and let another day just roll on by. My baby.
cry for me as I tear out my own heart. This misery is mine, it's all I got. So let me be where they all know of what I speak. Down in the street they got something for everyone.
Last little bonus there for you from the album Bright Eyes Fade. That's Down in the Street. And before that, we heard Cienfuegos and Holland. That'll do it for today. Please check out Busted Flat Records on Bandcamp, especially. Great place to buy Paul's music and keep it alive. And please do buy it. Don't just stream it. You know, support. Thanks for being here. I'll be back on Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, Steel Belted Radio. Bit of a Canada Day show, I would imagine. Next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., Tell the Band to Go Home returns. Check out telltheband2gohome.com for the podcasts and interviews with Paul McLeod and many others. And stay tuned. Christian's back. Man, I'm excited. West End Dumplings coming up after these.